Welcome back to Downtown. We are here with Molly Engstrom, head hockey coach for the University of Maine, getting ready to go play the last five games of the season. You got two tough ones on the road, BU and Northeastern. Good history with them so far this year in a lot of ways, tight games, but you're on their turf, and that makes it a little tougher assignment sometimes.
Absolutely. I mean, we're in a position right now where we're trying to win hockey games, but we're also building our identity. I think that's what we need to focus on as a group right now. It's been tough for them. We've lost the last six games. We had the lead in all six games. In five of those games, we had the lead with 10 minutes to go. So that's hard. It's hard for them to wrap their minds around. The task at hand right now is to focus on us, really, and putting 60 minutes together. I mean, we've focused on our power play, focused on our PK, all these little things. Different things are showing improvement individually. And I think now we need to just put it together.
Yeah, some bad breaks with penalties late in periods, you know. It's got to be really tough for a team when they've been up six times in a row and then lose. You have, going into last weekend anyway, I don't know where this stands now, but you had the number one, number three, and number 11 scorer in the league. And they say your best players have to be at their best, and they're not, with the exception of Ida, they're not finding the back of the net.
No. This weekend was a struggle. You know, and like I said, we outshot Merrimack in the second game 40-13.
Yeah.
So the girls look at me, everybody's looking, going like, well, how come if we outshoot them 40-13, how come we can't score? Or how come we can't win? We need to score a goal.
Yeah.
You know, it's as easy as that. So, and then when we get our scoring, we might score four goals in a game, and then we let up three. Like, we just, you know, our defense needs to tighten up a little bit. So that's what I mean. Like, we need to holistically put the whole thing together. And I think if we're being honest with ourselves, and the girls are being honest with themselves, they haven't put a full game together. And the last six games have been a testament to that.
Yeah, I mean, there have been games where you've dominated, been in their zone for, I think I was roughly looking at my watch, 5 out of 7 minutes at one point, getting shots on net, but their shots right into the pads or into the crest, or you know, that you're not seeing the goals that we're used to seeing, the snipe,
yeah.
You know, and the like. Do you think it's a little bit of maybe holding the stick too tight? Some of them are trying a little, pressing a little, or not?
Yes, I think it's a little bit hard to say, you know, with the younger players, definitely. But it's something that the players have to personally have in their character. And we're trying to figure that out as a staff, you know, like our practices are organized. We got them, you know, in the right place. We got them pushing pucks north. How much of it and when do they take over and say, it's only us on the ice? And they really take control of the game. So that's what we're working together as a group, working towards. And I feel good about it. I mean, they stuck in there. They continue to learn. We've had the hard conversations. Like I said, we're really trying to find our identity as a team.
The one of the advantages that you have over some teams is you have a lot of team speed.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that's on the younger kids, Worm and Fetch and the like. And Morrison, when you're looking at the future, it would seem to me if I'm a senior or I'm a junior, those kids are pushing me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're that has to be a good sign because they have played well.
Yeah, they have. I think they've been a great addition to the group. I think they're definitely pushing our older players. And our older players, they've then got to make that adjustment as well. Like, we need, you know, as much... We need more out of our upperclassmen. So that plays into that conversation of the leadership piece. I mean, you can't get offended if you're an older player by a younger player.
Yeah.
You have to humble yourself and say, yeah, they're actually pretty fast. I'm going to work harder. I'm still going to be the leader on the team.
The upcoming schedule said they get five games left. Everybody wants to be in that top tier so they get a better playoff thing. But really this year in Hockey East, it seems to me that home ice and your positioning is not as important a factor. And that's got to play into, I would think, play into your thinking about this, because everybody has beaten everybody. I mean, it really literally have everybody has beaten everybody to almost every extent. How much do you want the kids not reading into that?
Yeah, absolutely. We don't at all.
Yeah.
You know, I think we have said that, and everybody is, when they look at Hockey East, is saying that. But even though everyone can beat everyone, we're not beating teams at the end of the day. So we can sit back and say it as much as we want, but we have to finish. I think one that we've talked about as a team, like the dialogue I would want to change is, it's a one-game playoff. Anything can happen.
Yeah.
I want to change that. Yeah. Because if you're the upper team, you don't want to be saying anything can happen.
No.
You want to go in and you want to be fully in control and fully prepared. And so that's what we're looking to do in the next five games, is to put our game together. So we go in and we're not saying, well, anything can happen here.
Right.
You know, we take control of the game and we win our first playoff game. So,
well, that would be good.
Yeah.
And I got a chance to watch practice today. It was very spirited. Kids were on the move and running. So wish you the best of luck this weekend on your trip down to Boston. And we will talk again next week.
Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you, Molly.